Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Dive Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 33. Dear Gopal, although my life is going miraculously well, every now and then I fall into an unpleasant mood without external reality. I practice honest sharing in relationship and in the group and have done so many cleansing processes. What do you think? Would it be best to just ignore this emotional state and focus on something else, something real? Thank you for your precious work. Well, first you see at the same time that it's unreal, that this mood has no external representation anymore. So you are in a way already disidentified, but obviously not completely. So there's some insight that this state is just an old echo, but at the same time you seem to cling to it. For a certain reason you still need this mood, or you still need this state of your system. And why do you need this? The answer is always the same, because you still need to identify with it, or I mean, this is not really correctly expressed. Your system is still identified with it to a certain degree, because exactly this degree, or exactly to this degree, you do not communicate something. So it is always the same. That what we don't communicate, we have to project, and at the same time we are identified with it, because this is the result of attachment loss in the early childhood. And as soon as we are able to communicate everything, we are free from everything. It's the same. The capability to communicate it is at the same time being free from it. So you can look, why do you need, or why do you still need this mood? And you probably will find out that it still needs to stabilize an unrealistic self-image, an unrealistic identity, or we could say a counter-identity that stabilized your system to create a counterpart against the traumatic experiences in the childhood. And the first sentence you write, although my life is going miraculously well, it feels like this counter identity, we could call that. It's hard to describe, but maybe you can find out more if you feel yourself into the sentence, although my life is going miraculously well. There's something subtle in it, let's say it like that. Yeah, that points to the structure, which is still unconscious. Once again, this mood can only arise or can only happen if you do not communicate a need to the other, to the one who is close to you. It goes very fast. Yeah, it goes very fast. And what happens there is it's your childhood. It happens again. For example, you feel the desire or the need for something, and immediately your system says, oh no, this is not possible, or it's dangerous. And immediately this unpleasant mood comes up. It goes very fast. And this is exactly your pseudo solution for your childhood, where you didn't have a grown up on the other side that can handle your desire, your needs, yeah, your whole internal states. And with that, we continue as grown ups and don't even realize it. Developmental trauma means, or attachment trauma means, that these processes within relationships are completely automated and most probably unconscious. So this makes very difficult to look at it and to see what's going on and to realize that's not real what's going on. It feels absolutely real because in childhood it was a reality on the outside. So again, your body-mind system recreates the childhood setting in one second. So you can go backwards. From this mood, you realize that you just have separated from the other, and that means that you have separated or that you didn't communicate what's inside of you. And this is most probably a need for whatever. And if you practice honest sharing, you more and more come to the core of the conflict. And at the core, it is something very simple. It is always very simple. The truth is very simple. At the core, you may find that's just the longing for closeness or for distance. And the mind says it is dangerous for whatever reason, and you don't communicate that, and then you fall back into childhood states. It is always easy like that at the core. And with honest sharing, we come closer and closer to that. As soon as we have communicated the core conflict, and this is nothing else than the core idea of separation that we do, then all the suffering in this life is over. I mean, not all pain, but the suffering that is caused by attachment and developmental trauma, which means the suffering the body-mind system recreates by subconscious separating processes to the ones who are close to us. So this is for the background. Yeah, and you write, you have done so many cleansing processes. Yeah, it's not about cleansing processes. I mean, yeah, there's... it's good to make energetic work and to clean the energetic body and the subtle channels and all this esoteric stuff. It's great. You can open yourself to more subtle states, to an expanded consciousness. But as long as this conflict is not solved, the suffering is not over. And this is something very simple, as I said again, on the physical level of this world, it's an idea of the mind that has been ingrained into the mind due to the real experiences of the childhood. And again, that's an idea why a certain state cannot be communicated. It's just an idea, it's not the truth anymore. So you cannot solve this by cleansing processes. It's not possible. It's not about cleansing, it's about realizing the relational pattern I continuously establish. This is the solution. So you write, would it be best to just ignore this emotional state and focus on something real, something else, something real? Yes, in a way, yes. But you can ignore it only then when you have the connection to the outside in this moment. And this you can only have as soon as you start communicating it. So it's better to start from communicating it. That means when this mood comes, start with sharing the mood, and then sooner or later you realize the actual longings, the actual need that's underneath it, and then start sharing that, and this is the solution. Because then you experience something else than in your childhood that the other grown up can handle, can hear this, what you're saying. And if he cannot deal with that, it's no problem. Yeah, you will anywhere survive. Then you will find someone else who can accept that, yeah, and get into a dialogue with you about this need or whatever is there. Yeah, it's not about changing anything or doing anything or that anything happens, what you didn't have in the childhood. It's not about that. It's not about that you experience what you never had as a child. No, it's about communicating the states and that someone else can hear that today. This is the solution. And as soon as that happens, you naturally will not be identified with the state anymore, and there's no need of doing like ignoring it. This ignoring is not a doing. If you want to ignore it as a doing to deal with the situation, this doesn't work. This ignoring is the natural thing that follows after it. You realize, oh, well, this emotional state, okay, yes, I can share it again, or I don't, it's doesn't matter. I see on the outside the person who is connected with me, so this state is absolutely irrelevant. I don't need that anymore. Yeah. So, and if you completely get in contact with the world today, that means with your partner or whatever or whoever, really completely, then this emotional state cannot arise anymore. It can only arise as soon as you still create distance. If you don't need any distance anymore, this state cannot arise anymore. So I think this are good news. And yeah, that's what I can say about that.